George Holford, Local Matters, talking about the who in the Upper Cumberland and beyond it that creates the fabric of our community and region. Really excited today to have a bright, they're all young people today for me, but a bright young professional, Adam Poe, who I'm really just getting to really know very well. He's the vice president of the Highlands Economic Partnership. And he and Amy New and a group of folks are just taking our community, working with our public and private sector to a whole new level. Adam, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I told you off air. As my listeners know, I love to talk, and I don't listen very well. But my job here today is to listen. So this is about you. So let's start with who is Adam Poe? Let's start at birth. Let's go through the present day. Take your time. Talk about high school. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, your passions, your interests. You shared with me earlier, first time we met, about some very interesting experiences you have had as a very bright young professional. So let's just start there. And like Billy Graham said, who am I, where did I come from, and where am I going? That's sort of the macro that we're going to be looking at, Adam. So welcome, and let's start with birth and tell me, who is Adam Poe?
I was born in Madison County, Jackson, yep. Tennessee.
Yep.
My father was an insurance salesman. My mom was a stay-at-home mother. I have a sister. And in about eight or nine years old, I can't really remember, we moved to just outside of Memphis, Tennessee, mm-hmm. so my dad could manage an insurance agency there. So grew up in Tipton County, Tennessee.
Sure.
Went to Brighton High School, graduated there, was trying to get as ingrained as I could in, but I've always been kind of focused on what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I was heavily involved with like National Youth Leadership Forum, did a lot of traveling with that. Tried to get plugged in on community service efforts really across the state. St. Jude's really big over there,
yeah.
You know, so volunteered there quite a bit. And then found a love for golf my senior year of high school, just kind of picked that up. I didn't hit my growth spurt until I was a freshman in college. So mm-hmm, when I graduated high school, I was 5'5", weighed, you know, 235 pounds.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Freshman year of college, I ended up shooting up about 6 or 7 inches, and yeah, never looked back.
Yeah. Growing up, you shared with that. Any other passions or interests that you had? In West Tennessee, you had Jackson, Memphis, and Covington, Tipton mm-hmm. County. So you've had a really good period of growth in Tennessee just through – you're a native Tennessean.
Yeah, I fell in love with agriculture. Mm-hmm. I actually came up to Tennessee Tech once I graduated high school and was an agricultural business major. I wanted to go into commercial farming. It's just the price point so high that you can't really secure that kind of funding unless it's generational. But I've always loved farming. You know, row crops are huge in West Tennessee.
Yeah.
And so that was the first job that I ever had, was scouting timber and working on wildwood farms over in West Tennessee. So I loved it. My grandfather was an ag teacher at Montgomery Central High School outside of Clarksville.
Wow.
And so that was kind of our bonding time, was in the woods or being able to learn something about agriculture with him. That's where that passion came from.
So with Tennessee Tech and our wonderful agricultural school, this was a natural for you to come to Tech to get involved. You share with me offline, you're an entrepreneur. You mm-hmm. were doing some things and making money and doing. Talk about that a little bit, what you were doing in high school or college and everything else.
Sure. So throughout college, my biggest job was working on a farm up in Crossville, Tennessee, so driving up 4 days a week. But being able to figure out how to, use the money that I was earning on the farm and then be able to cover the rest of it, mm-hmm. you know, did mm-hmm. require that entrepreneurial spirit. So was able to meet partners in Cokeville that I, you know, looking back, it's almost serendipitous because I cross paths with them all the time. But that was really where I learned how to sell. You know, that was where I learned how important relationships are. And mm-hmm. I will not sit here and say that my professional life is a success. It's a combination of failures that I've been able to learn from.
Sure.
And from the day that I graduated college until today, I would say that I am so blessed to have experienced so many failures in such a short period of time.
Sure.
That's 14 years. I have failed so much, and what that has allowed me to do is be able to take those lessons and then help other people navigate those when they're going through them.
And you started insurance and business where you generationally you were doing those things, and you had an epiphany, or you mm-hmm. had a major moment in your life when you said, maybe this isn't what I want to do
sure.
or be. You want to share that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that goes back to what I was just saying and even what I said earlier. I was so focused on what I wanted to be, you know, mm-hmm. and I've distilled myself down to the worth of myself being how much money I made, how many awards yep. I won, what kind of a car I drove, how big my house was. And life was so difficult when I looked at it through that lens.
Amen.
I'm fortunately focused on the social aspects of college a lot more than I did the academic side of it. And when I did that, I never really understood where my gifts were or what my passion was. You know, I really just kind of thought in my head, I just need to find something where I can make money, which is why I opened up an insurance business. When I graduated from college, that's exactly what I did. I went straight into insurance. Started in Charlotte, North Carolina, zero customers, zero book of business. And my gosh, it is the hardest thing to do is to build a book of business. Oh, man,
yeah.
Zero customers. And I tell you, after about 3 or 4 years, we became like a really high production agency, and the world would tell you that through the amount of cash flow, through the awards and size of book of business, everything was good. But at the end of the day, there's a big difference between success and fulfillment, and my cup just was not being filled.
Amen.
Each day.
Amen. We're on the way, folks. I told you, a bright young professional, and we're excited, Adam. Adam Poe, Vice President of the Highlands Economic Partnership, and let's carry on. So you had a moment, and you're very fortunate to that early in life to have had those experiences and to come to that realization. It takes a lot of people a lot longer, and some never get there. So talk about that. You're talking about that epiphany, but mm-hmm. So you made a decision, didn't you?
Sure did. So I can still remember where I was at. I was at the Great Wolf Lodge in Charlotte, North Carolina,
yeah.
and there was a conference of these top-performing insurance and financial services agents. And, I mean, everybody in there was making the money. They were getting million-dollar roundtable. They had the teams. And all anybody was talking about was how miserable they were. And
it doesn't make you happy.
No, it sure
doesn't.
Doesn't
always. It may make some people happy, but most times things don't make you happy.
That's it. You know,
and simple, but it's profound.
It is. And in that moment, I realized, like, life isn't about what I want to be. It's about who I want to be.
Yeah.
You know, like, who do I want to be remembered as?
Amen.
I at that moment, I didn't want to be remembered as the guy who sold a lot of insurance, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just the gifts that God has given me and the passions that I have just didn't align during that stage of time. But what it did allow me to do is be able to create mentorships with agents that were starting in the insurance industry and be able to help them avoid the pain points that I run into. And that led me into a position to where I could start doing motivational speaking. And that was when I tapped into really my first big gift.
Okay.
I got to a point to where I was able to speak in front of crowds of between 6,000 and 8,000 people.
Wow, sure.
And I just absolutely loved it. I felt like I was making a difference.
You meant, and I get this in your conversation, but you mentioned God a while ago, your mm-hmm. faith. Share, and you are doing that, but your spiritual, you at a young age, you discovered what's really important in life. You want to share a little of that?
Sure. So, I mean, you know, pride comes before the fall, right?
Amen. And there.
I had two shoulders trying to carry the weight of a world that wasn't mine to carry. And I would always set goals on things that they just didn't matter. And I tried to do it my way. I never mm-hmm. prioritized the right things. I was always so focused on money that I forgot the important things in life, which is like setting a good relationship for my sons, being able to show them like the reason why we pray in prayers of gratitude, why we pray in times of hard times, that we thank them for everything that we got, because that perspective is so important. I also read a quote from William Shakespeare that said, "I started crying when I realized I had no shoes. I stopped crying when I saw a man with no legs." And when I started thinking about that, it's just kind of like all my problems go away.
That's right. Man, how blessed you are to have been discovered this at such a fairly young age. That is really great. We're just getting really started now. So you and when we come back here, we got a few seconds left in this segment, but we're gonna pick right up where we're leaving off, because somehow you discovered the chamber and economic development and we want to hear a lot more about that. But I'm sure it was about that time, I guess, when you were searching.
That's right.
And God answered your prayers.
Yep.
So that's really. George Hofford with Adam Poe, and the best is yet to come. Stay tuned. Welcome back. George Hofford with Adam Poe, the vice president of the Highlands Economic Partnership for this region under the chamber and the partners throughout the region. And we're just getting started, folks. I'm excited personally to learn more about Adam, and I'm learning who he is, where he came from. Now, let's pick up right there. You're a very successful young entrepreneur in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're a motivational speaker. Your future is really bright. And then you hit, whether you're Paul on the way to Damascus mm-hmm. or something happened in your life, or a series of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says when he came to himself. The prodigal son. So, and you're not a prodigal son. So let's pick up, Adam, with where you were at that time, and just talk about how you made this life changing discovery and transition.
Sure. So I had that moment at Great Wolf Lodge, and then I just kind of had it hanging in the back of my head, and then that was in September of 2015.
Okay.
And then. November 2015, we ended up driving back for homecoming. Mm-hmm. And I am a Kappa Sigma. And I got to meet up with several of my fraternity brothers, and we went out to eat lunch at Spanky's on homecoming. It ended up just being myself and one other guy named Wayne. And we started talking, and I could tell that something was bothering him, and I was like, "What's going on?" And he ended up sharing that he was diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. He didn't have too much longer to be here, and he started crying, and I asked him, "Are you scared?" And he said, "No, I just told myself that I would always have a lot more time." And he ended up passing away 6 months later, and when I think about that, I just think about the preciousness of time, and I also realize that if that same thing were to happen to me, I would have been very upset at myself at the way that my energy and gifts and time were being spent because they weren't being used to benefit others around me. And that's when myself and my wife, you know, she's been such a rock through everything, just kind of talked through how we can unwind the agency and get out and start doing something where, I can make the world a better place, I guess. And so we ended up moving back here, did leadership development and motivational speaking full time, and then COVID hit. You know, so
sure.
All the big conventions just shut down.
No more meetings.
That's it.
Really?
That's it. And I'll tell you who has been a humongous blessing in my life since 2021 was Amy.
No question.
She and I, you know, went to school together. and so moving back here, we were able to reconnect and just kind of started talking about what her needs were from a Highland side. And she was like, I need somebody to help with the fundraising aspect of stuff.
So
and
that was how that explains how you got. You knew Amy. You
right.
knew about this area. You were searching. And I'm going to do this for your benefit. And, you know, let's talk about your wife a little bit.
Sure.
That's a great. You talked about God. Now let's talk about the number two, your wife and your family. I'd like to hear. How'd you meet? Where'd you meet? How many kids you got? What they doing?
Yeah. So, Erica, cheerleading captain up at Tech. So I hit a home run there. And you know, you can go down this route one of two ways, and I'm going to go down the route in rear view. So,
sure.
We had been dating about 4 months, maybe 5 months, and then she gave me a phone call and said, you know, she's pregnant. That was a phone call that said Adam Poe needs to grow up, quite a bit. When that phone call happened, she and I made a deal with each other that it was just going to be us and that we were always going to be together. She has been such a blessing and a rock. Without her, I wouldn't be a hundredth of the person that I am today.
God works in mysterious ways, my friend. That will tell you right there.
That's exactly right. And I mean, when I told her that I wanted to open up the insurance agency, she was like, all right, let's do it.
Go for it.
When I told her I wanted to move over to Charlotte to do it, she was like, all right, let's do it. She's never shot down an idea. She's been the devil's advocate for me on a lot of stuff, but it's because she loves me and she cares about me.
She's your partner.
She is.
In the truest sense of the word.
She sure is. And she's a Sparta girl, so she doesn't mind voicing her opinion on stuff. You know what I mean? She's ready.
So you have one son?
I got two sons. Brody's my oldest, 12. Roman is 8, about to turn 9. And then my daughter is Lennox, but we call her Lenny.
Yeah.
And she just turned 4.
You're blessed, my friend.
I am.
What a wonderful community and region to raise children and families in this community. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a perfect spot to raise a family.
So we got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we don't have enough. We got too much time, then not enough time. Let's start there. I mean, let's pick up there. You and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Reestablished and how did it go from there? How did you?
Yeah, so at that time she was hiring the director of investor relations. They were about to go into their next phase of operation, phase five. So the way that the Highlands Economic Partnership works is every 5 years is a new phase, and she needed somebody to kind of do the investor side of things. And really, when I got to what the heart of what Highlands Economic Partnership was, it was all of the things that I wish that I would have discovered a lot earlier in life.
You're still there. That is a great.
I tell you, it's like one of those things from the outside looking in, you can't understand it, but from the inside looking out, it's hard to explain because it's just multifaceted. And there's so many tangible ways that we provide benefits for our citizens, but there's also the intangibles. And that, you know, that's like instilling a belief in a child as early as first grade or being able to see the light bulb click when you see that senior get that CTE certification and his parents are just so proud of him because he's about to go to a TCAT, and be able to go into skilled trades. It's just awesome to be a part of something. And I can confidently say, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be right now.
Amen. You know, you were talking, I've spent a so-called career doing what you're doing.
Right.
Most people get into it accidentally, but it's a secular ministry.
Mm.
And it took me half my life to understand we go about hopefully doing good. We try to make things better for people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very rewarding. That's why I said earlier, be careful, buddy, because you know it gets in your blood.
Sure does.
And I know it's in your blood and Amy's blood.
Yeah.
So we're very, very. But that is a great, great story. And see, I learned a bunch of stuff just then. And now, how long have you been with them?
2.5 years, unbelievably.
Okay.
Fast 2.5 years.
And it is taking off. I not involved, obviously, of being retired, but taking the Highlands to another level.
Thank you.
And y'all have a team and leadership and regional and state, and it's just it's wonderful. I'm like a proud, maybe a grandpa, but I'm just so proud of our community and region and what you've done. We've got a few seconds left. Anything else on this segment? We're going to come back and look in the crystal ball a little bit.
You know, the only thing that I'd say is I'm so thankful for community leaders like you that continue to give back even after their, so-called time has, ended up.
Well, it's, and I found that when I moved here 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is a real place. George Alford with Adam Poe, and we're really just getting started. Back soon. Welcome back. George Alford with a new good friend, young friend. They're all young today, but Adam Poe, the Vice President of the Highlands Economic Partnership of the Chamber, and I'm just so impressed with this new, primarily young team we have here that's working for our citizens and our region and our businesses. So, Adam, let's just pick up, let's keep going, man. This
sure.
is great. Now the old thing, and we're still going to stay in the present, but then we're eventually going to talk a little bit about the future. You've been here long enough. You've seen our community, our region, our state. You see the tremendous community we are and region. You see but with opportunities come challenges too. So let's just let – I'm already starting to talk too much. I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to listen.
No, so one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about this is because, you know, like I said, when I graduated college, I didn't know what I wanted to
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
And so I got into something to chase money. And
we're very successful.
By material items, yes, but at the end of the day, as far as like fulfillment is concerned,
no.
I failed myself, I failed my purpose, I failed my family. And so the great thing about the Highlands Economic Partnership is being able to help adults and children, adolescents,
yes.
teenagers, find out what they're passionate about and then be able to create that career path directly to
Amen.
What they want to be. If we can do that right, we're going to have our workforce stay here. They're going to want to learn here. They're going to want to connect, raise a family. And that's how we take this region to the next level, you know. I think that the foundation that makes this area so great, though, is going back to what I said right before the break, is the senior leadership that were the trailblazers to the point that we're at today, still sticking around and saying, hey, what can I do to help? You find so many in different communities that say, I've done my time. You know, it's time for them to take over. And you don't find that here. You find people of all generations wanting to contribute to we rather than me. And that is just such a rare thing that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to embarrass this guy because he doesn't usually like a lot of publicity. And we've talked about Dr. Tony Hudson.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's people like Bob Allen and Rick. I'm going to leave people out. But we have this cadre of folks that are retired seniors who want to stay involved. And I know the chamber is working on that.
That's exactly right.
To share with people that
sure.
There's only so much TV and golf you can watch and play, but
right.
I think that's exciting.
Well, the transfer of that institutional knowledge is there's not a dollar amount that can be put on it. And what we're trying to do is facilitate mentorships and networking opportunities from like-minded and different-minded folks to be able to think about what we're doing differently, you know, just to be able to challenge that conventional thinking and be able to think outside of the box on ways that we can improve quality of life and make sure that we don't repeat history on the areas that we mess up, or maybe be able to build on the things that we've done in the past. And the only way that we can do that is being able to study the history of our region.
And we've got the people and tools in place. It always takes money.
That's right.
It always takes a resource. But what we're doing on an end to make each individual person and family's life better.
Yep, that's right.
Through education, raising per capita income. So you've got a pretty important job, my friend, working with our teams
and it shows.
You exude that feeling of you're where you're supposed to be.
Thank you. And the great thing about it is our team is, you know, it's broader than just the Highlands Economic Partnership.
That's
it
right.
is the full chamber team. So, you know, Carlin and Natalie with the membership side, or you got the Visitors Bureau. It's like we don't succeed unless they succeed. And then membership doesn't succeed unless tourism succeeds. That's it. And they're all rowing in the same direction.
And that team is mayors, county execs, chamber.
That's right.
It's the health department. It's the Department of Education. I mean, it is just all-encompassing to be entrusted with being a servant leader and the chamber being a leader in this. And it's been going on for a long time. We've had this foundation for a very long time. Eldon Leslie, we mentioned that, and people, they go back to, 37 years?
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's look in the future. Let's talk about where we're going, what the challenges are, what the opportunities are, and what the plans are. How are we planning to get there?
Sure. So I the number one question that I get asked is, what is the limiting factor for the Highlands region? What would keep it from just exploding? And I really think that the only thing that we're missing is for every single child to 100% believe that they can do whatever they want to do.
Amen.
That's why the career exploration piece of Highlands is so important. And we start all the way down to kindergarten. I shared with you, we've got the coloring book that we're unrolling to 10,000 students.
You have not issued that yet. Is that coming out or is it coming?
Coming out on Saturdays.
At an anniversary.
That's it, yeah. And being able to share that with the masses to where students can start picturing themselves as skilled tradespeople, or being able to think of themselves as doctors or advanced manufacturing specialists. But whatever their passion is, allowing that to guide what they want to do. If we can lead with fulfillment and interest, that's how we're going to win. We just need the kids to believe.
It's personal.
That's
it. It's every person counts, and we have the environment and the culture to make this happen.
And yep.
As you can tell, I'm more excited than ever about where my community and region is going. I'm very excited.
Yep.
With growth comes decisions, though. It comes we talked about that. It used to take 10 to 12 years to build a major highway
mm-hmm.
in the state of Tennessee, just regulate. And so that probably hadn't changed a lot. It takes patience with our citizenry
mm-hmm.
as we grow. And create higher per capita income. We're mm-hmm. trying to keep kids here.
Yep, that's
right. In the region. So you might comment.
Sure, yeah. So going back to what you said earlier about stakeholders, the other beautiful piece about where we're at is whether you're talking White County, Overton County, Jackson County, Putnam County, all of the city and county mayors all want what's best for their citizens. And they gladly lean on each other to be able to create that collaboration and strength as a region. And when you have that type of reciprocity that goes beyond county lines and you really focus on the next generation, that is where special things happen. And as I've kind of gotten into the growth obstacles that could be there, such as infrastructure, schools, you know, whatever that may look like, you see these excellent teams built. I just left the city of Cookeville City Hall and met with John Ward and team. And I tell you, they are just so incredibly willing to sit around a table and dream big and think about big. What we look like 50 years from now, and really, you know, continue to build on the plan that's been in place and be agile with it, but start thinking that far out. And it's just, it's so nice to be able to be surrounded by dreamers, people that aren't afraid to dream too big.
It's easily the most exciting period of time in my life because you got people who believe. I mean, it's a team, and usually the politics of any community, it's very hard to achieve what we are trying to achieve here in this community and region.
So, absolutely, and you know the North Star on that, the guiding point is always the future. Ego ever blocks that guiding star, we're going to crumble. You know, like that's why we can never forget what the common interest is. And that's being able to give a future to our children and grandchildren like we can't ever even imagine. And being agile and adaptable in the way that we're able to provide that value to that generation.
It's about trust. It's about nobody cares who gets credit.
Because
we win, we all win. And it's exciting. We've got a couple of minutes left. Anything else you want to, any topics? I think we're getting to know you pretty well, my friend. The chamber is such a stereotype. The chamber is small business, and it's people every day working together to make a difference. And once people get involved, so we hope. We're trying to broaden the net, aren't we? Get people involved, and we're in spite of what's going on. And that's a whole nother subject. Well, what's going on in the world and the nation, and this isn't partisan politics, mm-hmm. but we're in pretty good shape considering what's happening all around in the world.
We sure are, and you know, if I had to give one bit of feedback for everybody, you know, just look at the way that you're making somebody else's life better each day and let that be the determining factor of whether you're succeeding or not. Don't let material items be that gauge. Focus on the way that you make other people feel. You know, focus on the way that you invest in time and being able to teach other people, the ways that you make other people better. If we continue to foster that sense of care for each other, we're going to be insulated from a lot of that for a long, long period of time.
It's simple, but it's hard to it's complex. It's something you have to work at. You know, we've been quoting the good book, but the Bible talks about the fullness of time. Mm-hmm. And people like us are a little impatient at times, but it's just trusting our Creator, trusting each other, trusting the plan, and staying the course for the most part. So, you know, this is one of the joys I have to get to know and meet and people like yourself, Adam. You're a bright young professional, and I'm excited about where you're going, where your family's going, and where we're going as a chamber. So we're just about out of time. Any last-minute thoughts that you would have or comments?
No, I'm just very thankful for you, and thank you for having me on here.
And we will do this again, my friend.
All right.
George Hallford with Adam Poe, Local Matters. Thank you.